Hello.
Hi, this is Mary from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Let me ask you, are you registered to vote?
Yes, I think I am.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Are you registered to vote in Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for that answer. What is the year or your birth?
60.
Okay, thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Just Latino.
Sorry?
Latino.
Okay. And yourself, will you identify as just Mexican, Mexican-American, yes, Puerto Rican, yes, Cuban?
Puerto Rican. I'm Puerto Rican.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. What is your race? White, Black or African-American, American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, or another one?
Hispanic. Hispanic, Latino.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade or below?
Sorry? I want below. Below.
Okay. All right. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of the power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means that you just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all. Which number would you give to your the power of your vote?
From 1 to 10?
Yeah, from 0 to 10, 10 being a lot of power, 0 no power at all, and 5 that is in the middle, some power. And then you can choose any other number in between.
I'll say 6.
6, okay. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied? Somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. The first person will be Senator Bob Casey Jr. How do you feel from 0 to 10?
I'm not too much into politics, so from 0 to 10. I'll say 7.
7. Okay. What about J.D. Vance?
I don't know who that is, so I'll say the same by 7.
Okay. Then we have Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Number 8.
The Republican Party.
What numbers from 1 to 10 again?
Yeah, 0 to 10. Remember, 10 is the highest, in which you feel very warm and favorable, and 0 is very cold and unfavorable.
I'll say it's 0.
Okay. What about the Democratic Party?
I'll say 10.
Thank you. What about Donald Trump?
Zero.
And now about Kamala Harris.
10.
And last, Joe Biden.
I'll say an 8. I think he's getting old.
Okay, and from 0 to 10, which number would you assign to him?
To Biden? I'll give him an 8. He's just getting old.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris? Sorry?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. Thank you. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for the U.S. Congress were held today, from whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democrat.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Statement B, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. Or statement A, voting in the upcoming 2024 election is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life.
So that one. Second, yeah,
the B. Okay, in the B we have a statement B, much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Okay. All right. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. And the third statement is, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
Was that a number there too?
No, actually, well, there are three options. I just read them. If you like, I can read them again. Yeah, the first one, there are three options. The question is, which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? The first statement, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Or our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people?
No, the second one.
Okay. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? The future of the country. Do you feel positive or negative about it?
I feel positive.
Okay. The future of the planet?
Positive.
Your own future?
Positive.
Thank you. From your most recent voting experience in the November 22 election, would you say that voting is getting harder or easy for you, or has it been about the same?
No, it's getting easier. I never voted before. I've only been voting for the last 2 years. So it's just somewhat easier now.
Okay. Perfect. Thinking about the upcoming elections 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. I will read the options. I don't like any of the candidates. It is too difficult for me to vote. Racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote. because elections are rich and my vote won't matter. I don't have time to vote. I don't know enough about the candidates because voting doesn't change the things that matter to me and other.
I say other. Right now, I don't have no money to stay with my mom so I can go out, so it will be hard for me to vote for.
Okay. All right. Give me just a moment. I will write this. Who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Please select all that applies, racist politicians, Republicans, all politicians, Democrats, or none of the above.
None of the above.
Below is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how much do you believe that each threat could happen in this country. 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the threat is near certainty to happen. A 5 means that you're not sure, and a 0 means that you believe that the threat will certainly not happen. I will start reading the reasons. The first one is increasing political violence in response to the American elections. Remember, we have to select from 0 to 10.
The lower number is that it will not happen, and the highest is that it will happen?
Correct. It's near... Okay. Tennis, okay. Threat is near certainty to happen.
Okay. I'll say 5.
5, okay. Restructure in the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters.
I'll say 5. I'll stay in the middle.
Okay. Giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstration against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally precedent free speech, protected free speech, sorry.
I'll say 6.
Allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns.
6.
Preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal.
5.
Having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote.
5.
Creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives.
5.
Sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors?
Not far.
And the last one, arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote.
5.
Thank you. How big of a problem is racial discrimination in your life today? A big problem, somewhat a problem, small problem, not a problem.
I'll say somewhat a problem.
Thank you. Have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behaviors within the past 2 years?
Um Yes, someone I know.
Okay, thank you. Here it is a list of statements about values that some people might have. On a scale from 0 to 10, please indicate whether you agree or disagree with each statement, where 10 means you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means you neither agree nor disagree, and a 0 means that you strongly disagree with the statement. You may select any number from 0 to 10. The first one, whether our color, background, or zip code, most of us work hard to provide for our families.
5.
Every American wants to have a say in the people and policies that determine the future for our families, community, and country.
9.
Thank you. Most of us want the freedom to live good lives and the power to make decisions about our families.
highest number is that it will be
strongly agree. Yeah, 10 is a strongly agree, and 0 is a strongly disagree.
I'll say a 9.
Okay, thank you. We all want America to be a place where freedom, justice, and equity are for all.
Okay.
Thank you. Here's a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. Which one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make change on the issue that you care about the most? You may select up to 2. I will read the list, and then you can let me know. Marching in a protest. Voting in state or local elections, such as for governor or mayor, boycotting a company, talking to friends and family about politics, calling, writing, emailing local politicians, voting in federal elections, such as for president or U.S. Congress, signing petitions, engaging in direct action like attending sit-ins or occupying buildings, donating to political campaigns or organizations, volunteering for a local organization in my community, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Thanks. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means that your vote has no power at all.
Say about an 8.
Thanks. One last time, if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would you like to read the option? Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
No, I'm a Democrat.
Do you consider yourself as strong or not a strong Democrat?
I consider myself a strong Democrat.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Are you or have you ever been a member of a union?
I mean, the union is like a job?
Yes.
No. I don't know. We had union at my job, so I don't know.
And in the past, have you been part of a union before?
No, not really. No, I don't know.
Okay. So let's go for no then. Do you currently own your own home, rent, live with family member? Sorry?
We just bought it.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Were you born in the United States or in another country?
Another country.
Were your parents born in the United States or another country?
No.
Sorry?
Another country.
Both of them?
Yeah, both of them.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? The options are Joe Biden. Sorry?
I think I voted for Biden, yeah. I don't remember if I went voting or not, but if I did, it would be Biden.
Okay. Which of the following best describe your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, student, older?
No, I'm permanently disabled.
Okay. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was I will read the options. There are many. Less than $2,499, between $25,000 and $34,999, $35,000 to $44,999, $45,000 to $54,999, $55,000 to $64,999, $65,000 to $74,999, $75,000 to $84,999, $85,000 to $99,999, $100,000, sorry?
No, it will be the first one you said, the last one.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, thank you so much. Just going to close that survey, and I really appreciate your participation with us. Have a lovely day.
You too. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Okay. ¿Y ahora qué hago? Ya no me acuerdo qué hacer.